inside here, you have the computer running all the artificial intelligence, computer vision algorithms, which make this what we call a true fire control system. It's not only just relying on static information, it actually considers the human, the soldier, which is not stable, he's under pressure, he's tired, sometimes he didn't get enough training. And also the target is usually dynamic. It means it doesn't stay in place and it's moving all the time.
There's certainly these risks that once you start pushing further and further down the road of digitalizing these sorts of use of force contexts, authorities will claim that it reduces risk, but invariably that's often a one-sided kind of risk. It might minimize the risk for the occupying, force or the army deploying it, but often it invariably increases, the risk to affected communities because these technologies, for what they may offer in their sophistication,